Hi, Dan Hummel here from the First Congregational Church of Hartford. Many Christians will seek ways to humble themselves during this time they call Lent. God's Word, the Bible, is very humbling as we read it and study it. Paul tells us that our greatest wisdom is but foolishness compared to God's plan. Paul culminates his presentation in his first letter to the Corinthians by showing that our humble belief in Jesus as Savior and Lord enables us to have God's wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Let's examine these four concepts individually from the Bible. Wisdom from God is the eyes to see what Jesus has to say in His Word, the Bible. As we read and study the Bible, if we humble ourselves to God, we become wise, unlike any in this world. What is the righteousness Paul mentions here? When we accept that we need a Savior and that Jesus is God and our Savior, we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, as Paul explains in his second letter to the Corinthians. He made Him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Him. Nothing we do, Jesus did it all, and we are seen as perfect and righteous before God the Father, having put on the perfection and righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah! And then, when we believe in Jesus for the salvation He provides through His death and resurrection, God sets us apart for His work here in this world. This is the meaning of the wonderful word, sanctification. We become more like the perfection that Jesus is as we love God and learn about Him from His Word, the Bible. Ultimately, we will be fully redeemed, paid for by Jesus, and be with Him in heaven for eternity. Hallelujah. So when Paul says, by His doing you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, you now know he has set his mouth full. If you are one to participate in Lenten sacrifices or activities, please remember that Jesus' sacrifice for us provides everything we can ever need, and nothing we do or can do will ever appease God, nor do we have to, because Jesus did it all for us. For more on this topic, listen to my message tomorrow, or check out our website by searching for the First Congregational Church of Hartford, Wisconsin.